Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Lean Startup Principles for the Weekend Hustler. Now let's dive in. Here's something most entrepreneurs won't admit. They spend months building the wrong product. But weekend hustlers have a secret advantage that full-time founders don't. Limited time forces smarter validation. Today, we're breaking down how constraint becomes your competitive edge. Let me introduce you to the Saturday morning test. It's Eric Ries's build, measure, learn cycle compressed into four-hour sprints. When you only have weekends, you can't afford perfectionism. You're forced to focus on core assumptions only. And here's what's fascinating. Research shows time-limited testing produces 40% more accurate market feedback than open-ended development. Why? Because urgency creates clarity. This leads us to what I call the minimum viable weekend framework. Friday evening, identify one key hypothesis. Saturday, build the smallest possible test. Sunday, gather real customer data. This compressed timeline actually mirrors how successful startups operate under investor pressure. The difference is, you're creating that pressure yourself. Here's the beautiful irony. Weekend hustlers naturally avoid the feature creep trap that kills full-time startups. Your day job provides financial safety to make bolder experimental bets. Plus, your limited availability creates scarcity that makes early customers more engaged and honest with their feedback. Let me tell you about Sarah, a marketing manager who tested her meal planning app idea over just 3 weekends. Weekend 1, she created a landing page and gathered 50 emails. Weekend 2, she manually sent meal plans to 10 subscribers. Weekend 3, she discovered something crucial. People didn't want recipes, they wanted grocery pickup coordination. That pivot would have taken a full-time founder 3 months and $15,000 to discover. Sarah's constraint forced rapid iteration and real customer conversations. Here's your actionable takeaway. This weekend, pick one business idea and apply the one assumption test. Friday evening, write down your biggest assumption about customer need. Saturday, create the simplest possible way to test this. Maybe a social media post, email survey, or 5-minute prototype. Sunday, get feedback from 5 real potential customers, not friends or family. Document what you learned and whether your assumption held true. Your weekend limitations aren't holding you back. They're teaching you the discipline that full-time entrepreneurs struggle to learn. Sometimes the shortest path to entrepreneurial success runs through constraint, not freedom. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.